All right, looks like we're right at 10. We are recording.
Yes, so, we are.
All right, we're now on the record. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday morning, 10 a.m., April 18, 2025. We have five items on today's agenda. The first is a conditional use permit for a home occupation use. The next three are all accessory dwelling unit permit requests. And then the last matter on the agenda is a flood variance permit. And I think I'll just hear all of them in the order as listed on the agenda. And typically they don't take too long. So if you're last on the agenda, it shouldn't take too long to get there. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits for each matter. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would prevent my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials and the parties involved. I don't believe that there are any, but if there are any concerns, now would be the time to raise those. In terms of the criteria that I look at, they're all in the Benton County Code. Staff report has summarized them just, but from a high level overview, for the home occupation permit, that's a conditional use permit, so I assess the CUP criteria, which is essentially an assessment of compatibility with surrounding uses, so an avoidance of material detriment to those uses, adequate infrastructure to support the use, and so forth. With respect to the accessory dwelling unit applications, those also use the traditional CUP criteria, but there are also some specific criteria for those uses, such as ADU size and number of parking spaces, so forth. And then for the flood variance permit, there's some very specific criteria in the code at chapter 3.226, Benton County Code. And those are very detailed, but they essentially are looking at protecting both people and property. In terms of the order of procedure, I'll have the planning department present first, and then the applicant will have an opportunity to add anything additional, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. So anyone who is here either in the hearing room or online may comment on the proposal if they wish to do so. And a note on that, we are proceeding via, I guess, it's not Zoom.
WebEx,
yes. We're using both WebEx and live. If we have technical issues, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. If at any point those online can't hear anyone in the hearing room, and likewise, if you're having difficulty hearing what's online, please let me know, either speak up, or you may use the chat feature to contact the clerk on technical issues, but do not submit evidence that way, as I have no access to the chat feature and we don't have a way to retain any comment that comes in that way. All right, any procedural questions before we get started? Nope, okay. All right, so we will start with, I think, the first matter, which is CUP 2025-001. This is a home occupation retail sales use proposed by Kellyanne Suarez, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Ms. Watts, you're presenting on that?
Yes.
If you could state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. I have received several exhibits on that, specifically HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.14, and those are all admitted.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-001 on February 7th, 2025. The applicant, Kellyanne Suarez, is proposing to include retail sales of medical-grade cosmetics to a home occupation permit for a non-invasive medical spa known as Planning Division File Number HO-2025-001. The property is approximately 1.4 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Dallas Road in the Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The proposed retail activities shall occur within a 498 square foot area of a 3,438 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did receive a comment from an adjacent property owner opposed to the proposal, citing concerns over the shared access easement. The following comments of note were also received during the agency review period. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes. The Benton Rural Electric Association requested a new 10-foot utility easement be recorded. And the Benton County Planning Division requests that the applicant adhere to the following for the lifetime of the CUP. The associated home occupation permit shall remain active and in compliance. Retail sales shall be limited to clients of the home occupation. No clients or customers shall be allowed to park in the access easement. With that, the planning staff recommends approval of the application subject to the suggested 20 findings of fact and 9 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have any questions for you at this time, so I think we'll turn to the applicant. Is the applicant present in the hearing room? Yes, hi there. Was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department's summary of the proposal? If so, I'll have you step up to the podium. But okay, all right. I guess we'll turn to public comment then. Is there anyone who is in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal? Okay.
There is nobody online.
Nobody. Okay. Let the record reflect that there is no one online who would like to comment on the proposal or in the hearing room. I did have a quick question on the comment. It looks like this is a private dispute. There's going to be no parking in that easement area, so I don't think that the use would have any impact on that the subject matter of that particular comment.
Because I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. If you can step forward, that would be great. I will swear you in. If you could state your name for the record.
Kellyanne Margaret Suarez.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
I just want to comment, it's not a shared easement. It's our easement. It's not her easement.
Okay.
That's number one. There would be never anybody parking anywhere near that easement.
Okay.
And it is a dispute that's separate.
Okay. Yeah. And that was my main thing. If it's completely separate from the proposal, then typically county code doesn't govern.
They have their own easement, which they never established. And so it is.
That addresses that question. Okay. Then. Anything further?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Oh, I did want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. It would just be to the customers. I'm not trying to sell anything to anyone else, you know, off the street or anything. It's just to my clients to be incorporated into their treatment.
I understood. I think you have that detail in there. So
thank you.
All right. So I have reviewed the exhibits before hearing for the testimony that was provided. I do believe that this proposal is consistent with the conditional use permit criteria, and that the conditions that the staff proposed in the staff report will ensure consistency with code requirements and address any concerns such as identified in this comment letter. So I will be approving this request. A decision on that will be out possibly next week. I'm going to aim to try to get everything out next week. But if not, I'm required to issue a decision within 10 business days. So it'll certainly be before you, by you by then. And that will be emailed to the applicant and then anyone else who requested a copy. Any procedural questions on that? Nope. Okay. You are welcome, more than welcome to stay for the rest of the agenda items, but no need to do so as we're moving on to the 3 accessory dwelling units. The next one being CUP 2025-002, proposed by Daniel and Leslie Warren. And Ms. Watts, I believe you're presenting on that as well.
Yes.
You may proceed.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-002 on March 5th, 2025. The applicant, Boomer Construction, is proposing to construct a 798-square-foot ADU. The property is approximately 1.81 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Horn Rapids Drive in the West Richland area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,126-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes, and the Benton County Rural Water Coordinator states that the new dwelling must comply with the Rural Water Supply Program. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have any questions for you. I did forget to mention that I do have all of the exhibits, HGM 1.1 through HGM 1.11, and those are all admitted. Is the applicant present in the hearing room?
I'm the contractor.
Oh, okay. Was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department summary of the proposal?
No,
If so, I'll swear you in.
Okay.
If you could state your name for the record.
Eric G. Miller.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready. And by the way, Eric, is that with a C or a K?
With a C.
Okay. Thank you.
The only thing I noticed in that package was the water situation. Mm-hmm. And I called immediately to find out about that. So we will be following those procedures. I'm excited to get this project going. The customers have elderly parents who want to get on this side of the mountains.
And so. Understood. That's a typical reason for developing an ADU.
Yeah. Everything looks good.
Okay. No concerns with the conditions then, I assume, which include the rural water.
We'll comply with all those.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anyone present in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay. Let the record reflect that there is no one who wishes to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed this proposal, and it has to be consistent with both the CUP and the ADU criteria. I do believe that that consistency has been demonstrated, that it is consistent with the surrounding uses, and based upon the material I've received, it looks like all those boxes were checked in terms of consistency with the ADU criteria. So I will be approving it. Decision, just like the last one, I'm going to try to get them all out next week. If not, it will be to you within 10 business days. It'll be emailed to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy. Any procedural questions?
So this is not approval right now?
I'm telling you what I'm going to do. The actual decision is a written one. And so I've never issued a decision from the bench and then had it be different. There are sometimes reconsideration motions are filed, I think that's highly unlikely in this situation. I defer to the department on that, on the time. I don't know in terms of how they do that. I assume you can, but I don't. That wouldn't be a question in my bailiwick. So definitely check with the building department, the planning department. They would be the better ones to. So you may be able to.
Okay.
You can apply. It'll just, your application will be on hold until we get the formal decision and the rural water mitigation certificate recorded.
Okay.
So that should. Yeah. You'll have the decision in short order.
This is the homeowner, by the way.
Oh, okay. that's all right. The application has been, it's approved, but a written decision is the kind of the formal approval document, and that will be issuing within 10 business days, but probably next week. So, yeah. So both of you may stay for the next agenda item, but no need to do so as this one's been completed. So.
Thank you.
Yep. So we are moving to the second ADU. This is CUP 2025-003, proposed by Daniel Gonzalez. I've received exhibits HEM 1.1 through 1.11. Those are all admitted. And Ms. Kerner, I believe you're presenting on this one. If you could state your name for the record.
Elizabeth Kerner.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-003 on March 4th, 2025. The applicant, David Gonzalez, is proposing to construct a 784 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 22.54 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of North 107 PR Northwest in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 1,972 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton Public Utility Department commented that they will need verification as to whether the ADU will have a separate meter for power or if it will be subfed from the existing home service. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator noted that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant present online or in the hearing room?
They are not.
They're not. Okay. I do not have any questions for the applicant. So I think we'll proceed to public comment. Is there anyone from the public, either in the hearing room or online, who would like to comment on this proposal?
And nobody online.
Okay, all right. So I've reviewed the exhibits on this and, of course, our today's testimony. And I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated consistency with both the CUP criteria as well as the ADU criteria. So I will be approving this application. Decision on that, written decision, will be out possibly next week, but certainly within 10 business days. That will be emailed to the planning department, provided to the applicant and anyone who requests a copy. Any procedural questions on that one? Presumably, no. Okay, all right. So we'll move to the last accessory dwelling unit proposal. This is from Amanda Moe, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's CUP 2025-004. And Ms. Watts, I think you're presenting on this. You laid under oath. You may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-004 on March 12, 2025. The applicant, Amanda Moe, is proposing to construct a 798-square-foot ADU within the proposed 2,118-square-foot shop. The property is approximately 1 acre in size and is located in the Rural Lands 1-acre district off of Tatum Boulevard in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 3,753-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes, and the Benton County Rural Water Coordinator commented that the new dwelling must comply with the Rural Water Supply Program. With that, planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you. It looks like the applicant is present. Was there anything that you wanted to add to staff department summary of your proposal?
Do you have questions or want to know the reason behind it?
No, I don't think I have questions. And I think everything in terms of addressing the criteria was in the application materials and exhibits that were submitted. So I don't think I have anything. So we'll turn to public comments. Is there anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
And nobody online.
Okay. All right, so I have reviewed this proposal, and as with the other ADUs, I do believe it is consistent with both the CUP criteria and the ADU specific criteria with the conditions as proposed by the planning department. So I will be approving it. Written decision will be out probably next week, but certainly within 10 business days, that will be emailed to the planning department, who will forward it on to the applicant and anyone who requests a copy. Any procedural questions?
I would like to state that so that the rural water, it's not actually in the Rural Water Supply Program area. That was just a holdover from the last summary, so they do not have to comply.
They don't, okay. Yeah, I was just looking at the conditions on that.
It
so.
Didn't feel right when I
And if it were, that would, you'd have to comply with it anyway, but it's not specifically listed in these proposed conditions from staff.
BC Water, why is it
I'm sorry?
In BC Water Company.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, their water company.
Okay. Anyway, it's still approved. So so I think that's that one. You're welcome to stay for the last item on the agenda, but no need to do so. Yep. Okay. So the last item on the agenda is the flood variance proposal. This is VAR 2025-001 proposed by Nicolae Posapos. Am I pronouncing that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Ms. Watts, I've received their exhibits HDM 1.1 through 1.13. Those are all admitted. You may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for VAR 2025-001 on February 6, 2025. The applicant, Nicolae Posapos, is requesting a variance from the flood requirements to construct a 960-square-foot accessory building in the AH zone to meet Benton County wet flood-proof standards. The property is approximately 0.31 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 1-acre district off of Gum Street in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 14 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. Is there anything that the applicant would like to add to the department summary of your proposal? No? Okay. Is there anyone online or in, not in the hearing room, would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay, let the record reflect there is no one who wishes to comment on the proposal. I don't think I have any questions on this. It looks like the exhibits and, of course, the Ms. Watt's summary of the staff report, it looks like that has addressed, I think, what would be my questions. It looks like there's no objection to all the conditions. There are a fair number of conditions on these in terms of construction, but so I do believe it is consistent with the county's flood variance criteria, chapter 3.26, and they're fairly detailed, but I do believe it is consistent. So I will be approving the variance, and just like the other decisions, it will be out certainly within 10 business days. I'm hoping next week, this one might be towards the end of that period, but it will be emailed to the department and then provided to the applicant. Any procedural questions from the applicant? Okay. All right. So that concludes the items on the agenda. Is there anything else we need to address this morning?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.